Chob. We continue Tefillin, Hilchot Tefillin, Ben Yishchai Le'olam. Lo yasiach da'ato mehatefillin. V'rach b'sha'at esach ha'torah u'sha'at tefillat ha'amidah patur. A person shouldn't have hesach da'at from the fact that he's wearing tefillin and chas v'chalila no hirurei avera, etc. So v'rach b'sha'at esach ha'torah, when he's obviously learning Torah, or tefillah, he's patur from a sechdat. V'yesh mitchakmim, Ben Yishchai says, v'yesh mitchakmim, lichtov begilayon ha-sidur b'chol daf lemala o min ha-tzad, otiyot tefillin gedolot. They write on a paper, piece of paper bigger than the sidur pages, tefillin, large letters that it should help them, right, to not to have a sechdat, to be aware that they are wearing the tefillin, right, and to keep, especially like, you know, the not to have hirurim chas v'chalila. Then the Ben Yishchai says, mishen aflu tefilav miyado, if a person, the tefillin fall from his hand, nachon sheitane yom echad b'otu hayom, that he should fast that day. Rav Ovadia says, it's better to fast the day after and to do Kabbalat Ta'anit b'shat HaMincha. Because we know any Ta'anit that is not the regular Chiyuvim, the person should have Kabbalah. So that's why Ben Yishchai says the person should fast the same day that Tefillin fell. But the Rav Ovadia says it's better to do it the day after. So now, Ve'im, Ben Yishchai says, Ve'im yifshar ritano, tifdeh ta'anit tzedakah, if a person cannot fast, so then you should give tzedakah instead. How much? At least, you know, the amount that he would have eaten that day, that he was fast. And it says, Ve'im naflu b'yotam b'toch kisam entzach ritanot. And the tefillin were in the bag and fell, so there's no need to ta'anit, for sure there tzedakah would help. So the afilu naflu b'go. Now, then the Ben Yishchai says, usually the poskim pashtanim say, folding, it's like asarat tefachim. Asarat tefachim is like 1 meter, 80 centimeters, right? But Ben Yishchai says, even if it's less, if it's not 10 tefachim, still he says a person should either, you know, he should fast, or right, or to give tzedakah, okay? This is, but you know, but if it's in the bag, there is no need. So therefore, this is something we have to be careful. If it falls according to Ben Yishchai, even less than 10 tefachim, if you're holding it, falls on the table. That also, according to him, we should fast.
But if it's in the bag and the bag falls, it's okay.
Tzedakah. Then it's only tzedakah, right? No, no fasting.
What does it mean, fast? It means like right now, if it falls,
you pay? No, according to Ben Yishchai, he assumes that when it fell, you were fasting, you didn't eat or drink before, right? So that day, the day that it fell, to fast.
Well, in the afternoon,
till sunset, yeah. Right? Till sunset. Now, kesheholetz tefilav, tov shu ba'atzmo. First of all, the Ben Yishchai says person should wrap it, take it off the tefillin himself, not to give it for the gabbai to wrap it for him. He says in Baghdad there were people that they had meshartim. I could imagine he himself also had, right? But you know, he would do it himself and not to give it to his mesharet, to his butler to do it. And he says we see by Sefer Torah that hagolel notel sachar keneged kulan. A magbia, right? A golel b'dvar nuz gelila gets achar. So here's the same thing. He should do it himself. He should, and also he says, yizaher lekapelo alenach bekis techv miyad. The person should not just put his tefillin and talit on the table for a long time. If a person needs to use the bathroom, obviously, so he takes it off, and you know he doesn't need to wrap it. But he says, especially when it comes to musaf for Shchodesh, that you know we cannot wear the tefillin. He says there, the Ben Yishchai says, you know, because he wants, doesn't want to. We have Baruch Hashem Minhag. We give like 2 minutes till everybody wraps the tefillin. But the Ben Ish Chai says, if a person, if they don't do that, so he should just put the tefillin straight. That should not till, and then right away after Musaf to wrap it. But it's better not to do it altogether, right? It's better, you know, again, that's what we do, that we wrap the tefillin, right? We wrap the tefillin before Musaf. Yes, because it's disrespectful. It's another thing is that, you know, my yeshiva, I remember, like, you know, on Shabbat morning, everybody would, you know, they take off the talit and they just push it in the shtender till Motzei Shabbat. So according to Ben Ish Chai, it's not respectful, right? We should on Shabbat not fold the talit according to its normal creases and respectfully put it away, and then after Shabbat to fold.
What happened if you are passing that day when the tefillin fell on the throat?
So there was a yeah.
So can you just pay tzedakah because you're fasting already, or no?
You, if it's hard for you to not to another day, yes. But then lachatchila would be to do another, you know. Because anyway, Rav Avadia says it's better to fast the day after and to go do Kabbalah Ta'anit.
Does Ben Ish Chai hold that you have to say the bracha a second time if you use the bathroom?
I don't think Ben Ish Chai spoke about it, but you have to. Right? Maybe yes. Because there, for sure, since you cannot go to the bahak with the tefillin, it's for sure it's hafsa. I don't think anybody argues with that you know you have to make it to the bracha, right? So Rabotai, just to conclude, we are this thing about tefillin. Everybody, I think, knows the story, right? The Ben Ish Chai talks about hesechdat. Hesechdat on tefillin, it's a big deal. That's why he says to have a reminder. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh, we know that, you know, before he passed away, he was young. So his wife was worried, like, you know, what's going to happen after? So he told her, after I pass on, somebody is going to come from Turkey to buy my tefillin, and he's going to pay you a lot of money for that. And you should be set from that money. Either he came b'chalom and told his wife, or it was, I don't know exactly. So kachava, after the Orach Chaim HaKadosh passed away, so this Turkish merchant came, I think at the time he was in Eretz Yisrael already, right? He came from Turkey to Yerushalayim, I think it was, and he went to Orach Chaim HaKadosh's wife, and he said, I want to buy the tefillin of Orach Chaim HaKadosh. So she said, and he said, he wants to give her, and he got it. He bought the tefillin, and every day, mamash, he would feel like, you know, kedusha. Every second, he was wearing the tefillin, and then after some time, it stopped. All of a sudden, he didn't have that special feeling with the tefillin of Orach Chaim HaKadosh. So he went, he gave the tefillin to be checked, and the sofer told him that all the cloth, everything was blank. No writings on it. Mamash.
No what?
The tefillin, all the letters, everything from the was erased. So he went and asked the rabbanim, and told him, look, did you have any hirurim? You know, why do you have... He said, no, I didn't, this and that. And he said, you know, that once he was a big businessman, and while he was wearing this tefillin, usually he would not even discuss business. But, you know, his secretary came, and he, for a second maybe or something, while he had the tefillin, he had given some business instructions, etc. I said, that's the reason. That's the reason, because of that, hesachadat, everything was erased. Obviously, the Musar is how careful we have to be, Be'ezrat Hashem, to keep the kedusha of tefillin. Rabbi Chananya ben Rashi Omer Ratzah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael fichach.